Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show, where we invite e-commerce entrepreneurs, marketers, and agencies to talk about e-commerce, the best strategies and tactics, and what to implement in your own e-com store. Before we jump into this episode, I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode. Hey everyone, here is Daniel Budai with a brand new episode of our Ecom Show. And today I'm here with Zach Schubert, and he's the founder and CEO of Quera. This is an SEO and Amazon agency focusing on e-commerce. And up to date, they've generated more than $110 million extra revenue to their clients. So nine-figure amount, which is kind of crazy. And I'm having him here today. I'm excited because in January, I was at an agency event, the agency founders, a lot of great agency guys there, and I could see him there, and we got connected, and I invited him, and he's one of the masterminds behind this, actually, and great SEO projects. So, hey, Zach, how are you today?
Doing good, Daniel. Thank you so much for having me. Appreciate it.
Awesome. So tell us more about, we always start with the early days with every guest. So how did you end up in digital marketing? I guess it was not your dream when you were 5 years old, right? That's never
the case. I mean, well, the internet didn't exist because I'm 30. So the internet didn't exactly exist then. But I've been in digital marketing for about 10 years now. My original background is actually in nonprofits. And that's where I started and working with NGOs. Mostly in South America is where I was living basically from when I graduated high school all the way until I was like 26 or 25. And that was my passion. I worked a lot in digital marketing, and then just, and it still is my passion. The reason that I decided to evolve out of it was because I wasn't a big fan of how a lot of the NGOs that I was working with, a lot of the nonprofits I was working with operated, and what they kind of were required to do, especially as a digital marketer working for them. It was always about like going out and finding donations and treating donors and going to dinners and blah, blah, blah. And it wasn't my favorite way of doing work. I was more of like a boots on the ground. I want to be there. I want to be in person. I want to show all the great work that we're doing, et cetera. So I decided that I wanted to kind of just start volunteering at different nonprofits and just volunteering in projects that I liked to do rather than trying to find work in nonprofits. So in order to do that, I started freelancing so that I could kind of pay my way through things and pay rent and whatever in these different countries that I was living in. And then right when that happened, COVID hit. So I had to fly back to the US. Because everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And during that time, I was just talking to a friend of mine, Luke Belmar, and he was telling me, well, hey, why don't you turn this freelancing thing during COVID into a business? And then that business, you can fund your own nonprofit and do your own things. And I said, well, that's a great idea. So 2 years ago in January, I started my SEO agency, started hiring people, bringing on more and more clients. And now we've in 2 years, we've been able to generate 120 million for our clients through organic SEO through Google. We acquired an Amazon marketing agency last year, just to kind of complement each other. One of the first things that shows up on Google is Amazon. And a lot of our clients were losing revenue to their competition that was showing up for those same keywords. So then we decided to tackle Amazon as well for our clients so that they could get results from that. And so that's what we work with. We work with brands that are doing more than a million a year. It's more of a premium SEO service where we include a different variation of like on-site as well as PR, as well as content and all that kind of stuff. But we have a very unique way of approaching it.
Amazing. So I didn't realize that you started this only 2 years ago.
That's
interesting. And also, how did you get connected with Luke Belmar? I'm familiar with his name. He's from Argentina, right?
Yeah. So I actually met him in Argentina. When I moved there when I was 17, he was 15 years old. And I met him when I moved there. Went to a small little town in the middle of nowhere to study at a Bible college. And he just happened to to live, and his parents were working at that Bible college. That's how I met him.
Wow. So that's super random, actually.
Very random. Yep. He was a 15-year-old boy in high school, still hadn't even moved to the US, hadn't made a dollar online, anything.
So it was before he became, you know,
before he came to the US and all that kind of stuff. Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. And then, so you started this agency 2 years ago, and I'm just curious, like, how did you get started? Like, how clear was the path for you? Because it can be hard for many people. Yeah,
it was, I think I had the added benefit of, you know, being like, I think I was around like 27 years old. So I wasn't starting as like a child who had to learn how to do life. Like I already knew how to sell to people. I already knew how to talk to people. I knew how to help people. I knew how to be nice to people. Like I had all the basic life skills and work experience. And then I also was able to sign on with a great partner. Right. So I had a great partner that was able to handle all of the operations for the SEO side of the agency, employees, hiring, all that fun stuff. And then my job was just like CRO or CMO or CEO of just growing the business. And that was what I was able to focus on. And that was what helped us grow very, very quickly, is I was able to focus 100% of my time on just growth and just figuring out what to do next and how to get more clients and yeah. going to events and speaking at events and growing my personal brand and everything, because I didn't have one before this. But our main growth came from ads. So we just have found a really good ad strategy through just trial and error, spending a lot of money, and we were able to bring on the right clients and get really good results for them, which is obviously more important. We were able to bring really good results for them.
Yeah. And you achieved a great growth just in 2 years. And, you know, as an agency founder and many, most of us, we think about what services we would add next. And honestly, for me, SEO would be the last one.
Yeah.
Because my impression is that the sales cycle is long, and to deliver results, it takes months as well. And our first service was email marketing, which is completely with the opposite. We send out a campaign, it makes money. Same with ads. But SEO is a different beast. So how could you grow so fast and get results to clients? I'm just curious about this.
Yeah, I mean, so the thing that definitely set us apart and differentiated us is because, I got into SEO by chance. I knew nothing about like anything with e-commerce, about paid ads or email marketing or anything. So just by chance of like researching, when I was figuring out what I wanted to freelance as, I just like started researching digital marketing that, you know, brands wanted or whatever. And I think the first thing that I came to, because I probably Googled it, the first thing that I came to was like a Neil Patel article that was like, oh, SEO is the best. I was like, fine, I'll do SEO. You're right. Because when you Google it, the first thing that's going to show up for digital marketing is SEO, because everyone's doing SEO further. Right. So I started learning. I was like, sick, I'll do this. This looks fine. And then that was one of the things that was one of the bigger objections, was obviously like, hey, this takes too long. So we were able to we built a program called SEO 7X about a year ago, where we were able to figure out how to get people results faster. And the reality of SEO is it's very labor driven. Like, yes, there is some strategy and some intelligence that goes into it, but it is very, very labor driven. So what we established is whenever we bring on a client, we have seven developers or seven people, including plus an account manager, that work on their account simultaneously. So we get them results faster because the work we're able to do faster. Generally, when you go to like Fiverr or you go to another SEO agency, they'll have one or two people that work on your account. And that's why it'll take longer, because they have to go through all the tasks. They have to research. They have to input all the data. They have to go out and get you backlinks. They have to optimize the images on your site. Hundreds of things. We literally have a task list of over 100 things that we have to do every time we bring on a client. And since we have more people, we're able to do it faster than, you know, a Fiverr freelancer. So we actually have a 90-day guarantee with our offer that you'll get results in those 90 days. You'll get a keyword improvement, right? So if you're ranking, if we come to you and you're ranking for a keyword on page number 2, we guarantee that we'll get you to page 1 in 90 days, no matter what. And most of we're able to do that guarantee because 80% of our clients get results within 2 months, right? They don't even need the full 90 days, right? That's why we're able to do it. But that's really the idea behind it. And it's because we can get those results faster. And then the backlinking process that we do as well is kind of unlike anyone else that I've seen as well. Not only do we do traditional backlinks, but we also specialize in e-com, right? So we know how to sell an e-commerce product and how to do SEO for it. Most agencies, they'll just do SEO for whoever comes to them, or they'll do it for local, or they'll do it for SaaS or whatever. But we know how to do it for e-com. So we know how to build the collection pages, how to build a product page so that those product pages and those collection pages rank quickly. And then we also send not only PR articles, so things like USA Today, MSNBC, whatever, to those pages so that they can, Google sees that you see that authority. But then we also do traditional backlinks to the entire website. So we're able to increase the domain authority of those websites significantly faster than just a regular, oh, we're getting backlinks from anyone, right? Because most people, if you go to an agency, you'll get backlinks that have pretty low domain authority. And the domain authority is kind of like the grade that Google gives them from 0 to 100. And most agencies give out backlinks that are below 40 or even below 30. A lot of our competitors, we've even seen them giving out backlinks for like domain authority of 5 or 10 or whatever. And it's really just like social media, like the higher authority of the account that shares your website, the better, right? So we only go after backlinks that are over 40, and the PR articles that we even reference to and get for people, those are even generally like 80 and above. We even have some articles that are like 94, 97, and those make the clients fly up the rankings very quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. Lots of shitty, low quality backlinks, right? Many, especially the cheaper agencies, they do that.
Yeah, 100%.
I heard this a lot as well. And we also do some SEO for our agency. Yeah, we started doing that. Interesting. So you front load the work for the first few weeks. It's very labor intensive. And then the other agencies, they just cannot compete with this. So we shouldn't be afraid of AI, right? That it will replace us, at least not.
No. So, it's a bit controversial. My specific belief in AI is since Google is creating their own AI, Google already flags articles created by AI because you can tell, right? Like there's softwares out there that can read if your content was written by AI or not. But Google can tell. They're not dumb, right? They know when something's written by AI and when it's not original content. So we have writers that still traditionally write stuff. We don't focus a ton on content. We mostly optimize content that's already ranking, or we'll try and create landing pages, product pages, different things like that. But as far as like blogs and stuff, we haven't seen a huge impact for those in the past 6 months with any of our clients. So we've kind of been weaning off of those, and we've actually been going more heavily into the PR and writing articles on news publications, because the added benefit besides the SEO for our clients is that if you Google the brand name, not only is your website going to come up, but also those PR articles will come up. And then they're like, oh, wow, you were on USA Today, you were on MSNBC, whatever. And they see that you're more legitimate. And then they also like the added gloat factor of like, oh, I can put this on my page and now it shows me I'm featured in blah, blah, blah. But for AI specifically, the danger with it for me is that since Google is creating their own AI, they have their own AI. My guess and my hunch is that in the future, once they've perfected it and once they put more effort into it, they're going to ban all other AI, right? So if you're writing articles on things like ChatGPT, like for me, it just doesn't seem like a smart way to do it. Sure, you can go there to get ideas and stuff like that and maybe correct grammar, but it doesn't seem like a smart way. It's not a good bet for me, because my big hunch is that if Google controls what shows up on their search platform, and of course they're going to want people to use their AI, and they can certainly control that, right? It's kind of like the situation when Threads was launched on Instagram. And then all of a sudden, whenever you shared your tweets in your Instagram stories, your story views tanked, right? Yeah. It's the same situation. Yeah. If they're the competitors, they have the ability to control your reach, right? So they're going to. And so that's my theory behind it. And in reality, people just want to read genuine content that's unique, and AI can't write that, right? They can't write personal stories. They can't write original content that is unique to the brand. And that's the only thing that people really want to read. Or will spend time reading, because people's attention spans are so short.
Yeah, that's a valid theory, and I'm curious how it will work out, but yeah, I think your hunch is right.
Hey Budai Nation, welcome to the Ecom Show. I ask you to subscribe to this podcast, and if you like it, make sure you share it with at least one friend. As you probably know, we don't run ads. Our growth is purely organic, so it would mean the world to me if you could support us. And now let's jump into the episode.
On social media, we can see that video is huge, and every year TikTok videos, short form videos. I'm really curious, how is it in SEO? So can we see the same trend that videos, they rank better or it doesn't really matter?
YouTube will rank in Google, right? So if I've searched for, not necessarily for brands, but if I'm searching like, hey, how to make a pie or whatever, on Google, it'll show me some articles, but then it'll show me some YouTube videos. So YouTube will rank on Google, but for websites specifically, putting content on there, it's always best to put the text as well. So for example, if you were to post this podcast on your website, the video link, you would also want to post it entirely transcribed below with headers and everything, so that that text can then be read by Google's bots and then placed on Google, because there's no other way for them really to do that, because video content doesn't really rank on Google yet. That's why Google has YouTube.
Yeah. And let's say the video is embedded on the site. Can these bots somehow, I don't know, watch the video or understand the content?
Not really. That's why it's better to have it transcribed, or and then there's also a way to put like alt text on it and stuff to describe what the video is. Google's mostly just for text at this point.
Yeah. Got it.
They're having image searching things. I'm sure you've seen those where you can like take a picture of something that it'll show images that are similar to it. Or like if you're looking for a product, you can take a picture of the product and it'll show something that's similar to it. But all of that stuff is AI generated. So it's not like you can do different things to rank higher. And then there's voice as well. So like for Alexa, or if you have like an Alexa in your house or through Siri or something, there's the voice search. But as far as like video searching, the only people that really do that is YouTube, TikTok, and Instagram. And TikTok probably, I think, is the one that does it the most.
Okay. So let's talk about Amazon. When did you start the Amazon service, and how you think it's different than other agencies, what they can do?
Yeah, so we acquired the Amazon agency that back in around October. We currently have a waiting list. We're not taking on any other clients. One of the things that we focus on and that we remind brands to, which seems kind of silly, but when you're optimizing someone's listing, ads are important, right? So ads are important for Amazon, but it's not like ads for Facebook where you're trying to get all your revenue from there. Ads are really utilized to push traffic to your site, so that to your page, so that you can then rank organically. So what we work on a lot is, yes, pushing traffic there and working on the SEO to get you ranking organically on Amazon. But the biggest thing and the biggest driver is that header image. So whenever you go to a listing and you type out something, the most important thing that you'll find in there is that header image. And that's what also increases your conversion rate the most. So that's what we focus on a lot. And we've had brands that have increased their conversion rate by 150%, even 400%. Just from one day to the next, because we did a good 3D rendering of their product, we threw it up there and then it got better results. So that's the single most important thing that pushes results. And a lot of people are focusing on their ads. A lot of people are focusing on their SEO and their descriptions and all that good stuff. And it's important too. Those are important drivers as well. But the conversion rate is going to be the thing that pushes the most results to your product.
Yeah. Yeah, it makes sense. a bit different question. So you acquired this agency, and why did you decide to acquire the agency? Why didn't you just start building it?
It's easier. You start with someone that already understands. You start with someone that already has a team in place, that already has results, that already has clients. So you're not starting at zero. You're already starting with cash flow. So it's just an easier way to grow.
Yeah. Makes sense. And it's faster, right? You compress
much faster.
Got it. So my next question is about, I know you do multiple things besides this agency. So do you also have your own nonprofit that Luke told you to do?
Yeah, so that's actually what we're finally able to form this year. The previous 2 years, what we've been doing is we've been supporting other nonprofits that I know personally. So I'll go out there, volunteer, we'll train them on different things, donate, whatever. So we've been, in the past 2 years, we've been working with other nonprofits just because we didn't have the funds or the time to start our own yet. And then this year is the year that it's kind of is our birth year, I guess. So we're already starting in the planning phase and everything, and we should have things up and running by the end of Q1.
Awesome. And what is it about?
So it's going to be based on, I can't give you too many details, but it's going to be based on an education program for kids, more than likely in orphanages in South America. And we're going to probably start in Argentina.
That's great. Actually, that's one topic that I'm passionate about, because there are so many causes, right? But for me, education is the one, and education for those people who cannot afford it. So typically kids.
Yeah.
They are just not in that situation. They are just young, you know. And I can see it in my own life and in my surrounding, that education, it can really bring people to different levels.
100%. And statistically speaking, I mean, I have a background in nonprofit, and statistically speaking, when you're talking about dollars spent, per like result that you get from it, like literally an ROI from nonprofit work, like even spending money on getting people food, on building wells, on building housing, on whatever, the thing that has the biggest ROI for developing countries is education. So that's one of the main reasons that I picked it, not only because I'm passionate about working with children, but also just because it has a larger impact. It teaches them, which then helps their community, which then gives their community opportunity, and it advances the whole community rather than just like, oh, we gave you food for a week.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't last too long. Once I talked to a guy who he does something similar, and they educate people who are in the US. I think they take them to the US from Nigeria, Sierra Leone, like African countries. And they really educate them, and they make them leaders. And after many of them, most of them, they go back and they start educating the whole community. So, you know, they become leaders of the local community. And that's powerful. And besides, I know you are a part of a few masterminds, and you have your own, the agency domain. Yeah. So what is it about? I know you have a Discord group as well, and it's 3,000 agency owners, right? That's crazy.
Yeah, we have about 3,500. I've partnered with Eddie Malouf and Ashton Shanks to build an agency community. It's just kind of not a side project, but it's obviously not what we're going to make our living off of. We just built the community that we wish that we had when we started our agency out, because community was one of the biggest things that pushed me forward in my growth. Capital Club was huge for me because it helped me get to where I am today. But the small issue that I had with Capital Club is it wasn't agency focused, right? So I wasn't necessarily getting the specific information that I needed to push my specific business forward, right? So basically what we wanted to do is create a community where people could come, not only like network and interact, because it's very helpful to have like-minded people when you're growing a business. And also you are like the three people that you surround yourself with, right? So if you're surrounding yourself with successful agency owners, you more than likely will become one as well. And so that's one of the biggest reasons for that community aspect, where we even do like networking calls and stuff like that, where we're chatting. But then we also have coaching involved in it, right? So we bring our executives from our agencies, my agency and Eddie's agency, Bad Marketing, and we have them be the coaches that are leading them through and guiding them on how to run ads or how to do cold email or whatever it is to grow their agency. And then one of the things that I like doing is kind of like a podcast style like this, but I bring in industry leaders in the agency space that have had crazy success in agency that we've already vetted. We know that their strategies work, and we do a live stream like this where I chat with them, and then the audience can ask them questions and get advice from them for their own agency, whatever the topic is, right? Like we've had everything from sales all the way to operations, all the way to how to use ClickUp, all the way to how to use Klaviyo, all of it, right? So yeah, that's one of the things, the main things that we focus on. Yes, there's an education aspect to it, but I mean, it's a community, right? Like we do events, we do different things like that that people can come out to. And so that's one of my main focuses that I like to focus on, just because it's a kind of one of those, it's education, right? So it's a way that I can give back to people.
More than 3,000 people. I think that's the biggest agency mastermind I've ever seen, actually. And did you start it 2 years ago?
No, I actually started in July, so it's not even a year old.
Oh, wow. You also mentioned Capital Club. Actually, that's the one I know less about. So what? That's a broader...
Yes, so Capital Club is pretty much for any entrepreneur, right? They talk about crypto, drop shipping, SaaS, e-commerce, whatever, health and fitness, agency. And so inside of Capital Club, I'm the agency expert. So I do some live streams and stuff in there as well, Q&As, to help out with that. And then we have a course coming out in there as well, Eddie and I do, about how to basically start an agency, get to from zero to 30K a month. And that one is more general for entrepreneurs. That's the one that Luke Belmar founded with Steve Tan and Evan Tan. And they have about like 30,000 paying members right now, somewhere around there.
Yeah. Wow. That's amazing. Yeah. And you are the agency expert there, right?
Yeah. So everything's kind of divided up into factions, where you have like, hey, anyone that's interested in e-com, go to this group. Anyone that's interested in agency, go to this group. Anyone that's interested in health and fitness, go here. And then I kind of take realm over the agency section.
Yeah. Have you ever thought about an e-commerce community to build? Because I think that would actually mean business for you, or it was never your intent.
It wasn't a priority for me, right? So we got all our business from ads and then speaking at events and attending events and different things like that. So I was fine with growth with that. It's not my long-term mission. My long-term mission is to build community inside the agency community. But we do have, it's not necessarily a community, but we do have a course and a coaching program for our SEO. So for people that can't afford our service or that don't qualify to work with us because they aren't making $1 million a year yet, we have a course and a coaching program for them that we put them inside of a community. So that is, there is some community aspect there where they get kind of one-on-one training. We walk them through all the steps of what they need to do for SEO, and we try and basically get them to the point where they can start working with us. So that has been something that has been beneficial for us, because it is a lower ticket item that helps people grow quickly.
Yeah, I agree. Actually, we also have a mini course about email marketing, and actually following Joel Kaplan's advice, we will upload the whole course to YouTube for free, and it's 5-6 hours, and it's not a major revenue source so I think it's worth to put it on YouTube, and that's the first thing that they will see on our YouTube channel.
And the community aspect is important too. So even if you do have the course on there, you could still have like a coaching and community aspect where you can have these e-com owners come and even learn more personalized information.
Yeah, I think community building will be one for us, one big thing. I can see that if you are more like a full service e-com agency, it's much, much easier to build a community than, for example, only being an email agency. Many e-com guys, they don't care too much about email, or maybe not even SEO. So that's my experience so far.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Maybe my final, I have two more questions. So who are those people? Who is your mentor now? Who is someone you learn from the most at this stage?
In the agency world, Eddie Maloof. And then just, that's probably one of the biggest factors for like professional life.
Yeah. I guess you are in the mastermind that he has, the higher level mastermind, and from there. Yeah.
Agency domain is actually the downsell for that. So people that can't afford or that aren't accepted there, they go to agency domain.
Yeah. And then my final question. So what would be your number one advice to yourself, let's say 5 years ago, before you started the agency?
Before I started my agency, I think this is a pretty common question because a lot of people always ask me, they're like, hey, what would you do? Like if you're 18 and you started over, what would you do differently? And my answer is always nothing. And the reason that I would do nothing different is because everything that I've been through, negative or positive, has led me into being the person that I am today. I mean, there are things that I wish I had, like I wish I had an agency community. But as far as like experience goes, I wouldn't have changed anything. Like maybe sure, like, oh man, I wish I had hired this person sooner or found them sooner. But also the people that I hired before them, they taught me a lesson on who not to hire or what not to do. So even like bad experiences that I've had in my life of depression or whatever, like I don't wish any of those things away because they make me stronger and they make me who I am today. So, I mean, whenever anyone asks me that question, I always just say never, I say nothing because I don't want a shortcut. I don't want it to be easy because if it is, then I'm not actually learning and I'm not actually growing. And the people that get it easy never value it or never treat it with the respect that it deserves.
Yeah. You enjoy those scars that you get through the journey, right?
I'm addicted to failure. That's what I tell people all the time. I love failing because the more you fail, the more you understand what not to do and the thicker your skin gets and the better your gut feeling gets every single time.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I think those are great closing words for today. Thank you, Zach, for this interview. Yeah, it was a great talk. And we will put the links into the description. So his agency, queramarketing.com. And also the mastermind, so everyone can find these. And every week we come out with a new podcast episode, so stay tuned. And thanks a lot again, Zach. Thanks, everyone, and have a great day.
Yeah, thank you so much, Daniel. My pleasure.